So let's review. The Gemara cites many of the restrictions and obligations of an avel, a mourner. Many of these halachas are derived from Yecheskel Hanavi. Hashem told Yecheskel not to act like a typical mourner, and we refer from these psukim many halachas of avelus. The Gemara then discusses whether we compare menuda, someone excommunicated, and mitzayra, someone who has a nega, a symptom of tzaras, for all these halachas of avel. 1. Avel aser b'taspiris. A mourner is forbidden to cut his hair. The Gemara adds, menuda mitzayra and asurim b'taspiris. A menuda and a mitzayra are also forbidden to cut their hair. 2. Avel chayev b'atifa saroish. An avel must cover his head. Menuda, regarding someone in a nidoy, a brisa says, v'hein ma'atfin v'yoishfin kemenudin v'cha'avelin v'anshirach malayim in Hashemayim. When they fasted because of a lack of rain, they acted as if Hashem put us in a nidoy and covered their heads. However, dilma menuda l'shemayim shani d'chomer, this might be more stringent than a private individual in nidoy. And the Gemara does not rule definitely regarding a menuda. However, the pasuk says clearly, mitzayra chayv b'atifas haroish, mitzayra must cover his head. 3. Avol aser l'haniach tefillin. Avol does not wear tefillin. Regarding menuda mitzayra, the Gemara leaves the matter unresolved. 4. Avol aser b'she'elas shalom. An avol should not greet others. Regarding a menuda, menuda l'shemayim aser. When the tzibur act like menudim, they're forbidden to greet others. But the Gemara does not resolve this question regarding an ordinary menuda. Mitzayra aser. Mitzayra is forbidden to greet others. 5. Avol aser b'divrei tayra. An avol may not learn Torah. However, a brisa rules menuda shayna v'shaynin loy. A menuda may teach or be taught Torah, while muhram loy shayna v'loy shaynin loy. Someone in a further state of excommunication may not teach or be taught, but shayna hula atzma he can learn himself. Another brisa rules mitzayra hazavim v'hametziroyim mutarin likreis b'tarib b'nevim v'ksuvim v'lishnais b'medish b'shas b'halachus b'agadis. A mitzayra is permitted to study all areas of Torah. 6. Avel aser b'tachboises. An avel is forbidden to launder his clothes. Similarly, a brisa rules, menudin u'mitzayroin asurin l'saper l'chabes. A menuda and a mitzayra are also forbidden. 7. Avel chayev b'kriya. An avel is obligated to rend his garments. Regarding menuda, the Gemara replies teku, leaving the matter unresolved. Regarding mitzayra, the pasuk states explicitly, Begadav yihu firumim, and we explain sheyihu mikura'in, his garments must be torn. 8. Avol chayev b'chvias hamita, an avol must overturn his bed. Regarding menuda mitzayra, the Gemara replies teku, leaving the matter unresolved. 9. Avol aser b'asiyas melacha, an avol may not occupy himself with work. However, regarding menuda, brisa rules niskar v'niskarin loy, he may hire others, and others may hire him. Regarding mitzayra, the Gemara replies teku, leaving the matter unresolved. 10. Avol aser b'chitza. An avol is forbidden to bathe. Regarding menuda mitzayra, the Gemara replies teku, leaving the matter unresolved. 11. Avol aser b'ne'ilas sandal. An avol may not wear ordinary shoes. Regarding menuda mitzayra, the Gemara replies teku, leaving the matter unresolved. 12. Avol aser b'tashmish hamita. An avol is forbidden from engaging in marital relations. Regarding menuda, the Gemara cites a brisa: Kol oisan shanim shehayu Yisrael ba'midbar menudin hayu v'shimshu mitaseyan. During the 40 years that the Yidden were in the midbar, they were considered in a state of nidui, and yet they engaged in marital relations. However, menuda l'shemayim shani dekil. Perhaps the nidui to Hashem is more lenient, and so the Gemara does not resolve this question regarding an ordinary menuda. However, regarding mitzayra, a brisa rules explicitly: Aser b'tashmish hamita, he's forbidden in engaging in marital relations. 13. Avol einei mishaleach karbonaisav. An avol cannot send karbonis with someone else to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. Regarding menuda, the Gemara cites a brisa: Kol oisan shanim shehayu Yisrael b'midbar menudin hayu v'shilchu karbonaseyan. During the 40 years that the Yidden were in the midbar, they were considered in a state of nidui, and yet they sent their karbonis. However, menuda l'shemayim shani dekil. Perhaps the nidui to Hashem is more lenient, and so the Gemara does not resolve this question regarding an ordinary menuda. Regarding mitzayra, the Gemara cites the ruling of Rabbi Shimon, Bizman she'roi l'biya roi l'hakrava, Bizman she'enoi roi l'biya enoi roi l'hakrava. While one is forbidden to enter the Beis HaMikdash, he cannot offer a karbon.